Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Waiting room music. Yes, that's what that was, Shaker. Good. Good morning and good evening to all of you. I'm glad that you are here today. My theme, execution still, but we talking about don't stop believing. Because we are so close. We are so close that the only thing stopping us is nothing. At this point, it's impossible. It's just time. At this point, it's just time. I'm gonna tell you everything that's happening. Let me just tell you the perfect storm that's happening, and then we can go from there. I'm excited. This is terrible. This is gonna sound real terrible, but I've been reading all over the news. Well, reading all over the internet, because I don't really pay attention to the news, because the news is meant to program you into fear. But I've been reading all over the internet how second wave of coronavirus is coming and hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. And all my brain could hear was cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. That's all I could hear. Every sentence I kept hearing, oh my God, well, they're so ready for us. Oh, they're so ready for us. Oh, we have the perfect product. Oh, we've got the perfect people. And I've just been excited. And just, can you feel my excitement? I've just been excited and excited and excited about what's happening. Also, our software is near about done. And that in itself is going to make us one of the most duplicatable. It's just going to make a lot of regular people rich. Can I say that? Can I say that without, all right. It's going to make a lot of regular people rich. Muslims around the world, Christians around the world, Hindus around the world, Sikhs around the world. Just imagine being able to, imagine being able to be responsible or somewhat responsible for many people of many walks of life, many continents, religions, backgrounds, and then boom, they can trace their wealth back to, you know, your creation. So don't stop believing. If you're just joining us, Susan had us playing 7 minutes of Journey, the extended version. Don't stop believing. I'm gonna blame Susan. Me and Susan were dancing. We had it on Don't Stop Believing. It is an exciting time. So let me tell you all the stuff's happening, and then you can share inside my excitement. Almost 4 different companies are going to launch at one time. You really can't tell the difference. Well, launch or relaunch or second phase of a launch, but you really can't tell the difference because to you, it all looks the same. It all looks the same. Born to Party and Forced to Work. That is, you know what? That's it. That's it. That is it. Born to Party, Forced to Work. That's about right. So you've got Rakeza, which is just really already taking off. And I'm doing my very best to hold it back. But it's impossible. At this point, it's impossible because y'all done caught the vision and stuff. And so one person, Grace, just somebody named Liddell. I don't know if y'all know Liddell. He just signed up someone under his success team. Yes, so I'll be shooting out him a commission here in the next couple of days and stuff. Yeah, so it's already kidding. That's in Eagle Lake, Texas. Population 400 people. I'm not lying. I'm so not joking. I'm not joking. Eagle Lake, Texas is where most of his business is. He lives in what city though? It's one right next to Eagle Lake. What city? I'm using your mic. Columbus. Yeah. You got your mic muted, though, your phone muted. He lives in Columbus, Texas. Google the population of Columbus, Texas, Grace. And he does business in Eagle, Texas. And we're talking about he found one of the only people who want to get past $30,000 a year. Country. I mean, you drive in there, it takes 2 minutes to drive out the city. Go ahead, Grace.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Uh-huh. 3,644.
In Columbus. And his businesses are in Eagle, Texas. How big is Eagle, Texas?
Oh.
Because I think the person signed up is in Eagle, Texas. 3,000 people. That's a graduation class of 27.
No, it is in Eagle Lake. Stop it. In Eagle Lake is 3,710.
All right. The two cities, they farm, they sit next to each other. 6,000 people. He working with 6,000 people, and somehow he found one of them that say, yeah, I want to get out to the city.
Oh, he got another one because her son, he's coming in too. I just got to catch up with him.
Amazing. Amazing. Man, got them at $59.99 too. Incredible. Incredible.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Regardless of your city, that's a big deal. And so if you live in a country of 1.3 billion people, you can probably pull some stuff off. You know, probably pull some stuff off. So you're going to have that happen. Then you got the network. So what you're going to see with the business university, this is going to happen slowly on purpose. But you, what you're going to do is you're going to see me launch Rakesa in a way that is all 4K streaming. Does that make sense right now? And it is going to introduce very slowly what's going to happen with the business university. Is anyone familiar with the platform Gaia? You ever heard of that? All right. The business university is going to end up looking pretty similar to Gaia. Pretty similar. Yes, pretty similar to Gaia. Now, if you know what that is, that works. It's the Netflix of all things weird. It really is. It's just anything aliens, quantum physics. It's just know that it's all over there. Chakras is anything. It's just conspiracy. It's all of it. It's all over there. And I'm gonna tease people with our production and all that stuff with Rakesa, trying to back. And then as we grow, what time is the Wednesday call? That's saved. There's a Wednesday call for the network no one knows about, but I made you save it. Last year, about February, I made Deanna block off a time for a network call that no one knows about. She's about to give it to us right now. 8:30 p.m. And then, so that would be 6:30 for India. Let's change that. Let's make it more comfortable for India. Yeah, let's make that call Indian time. So it needs to be something like 4 a.m. over here, though. No. Yeah. What's a good time, Mayuri, in India to get a bunch of people on a call that says, tells them about Rakesa? 7 a.m. Saturday morning? Oh, 7 a.m. Saturday morning is not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. Yeah, y'all like 7 a.m.?
7 is good. Yeah, 7 is good.
Saturday morning? Okay. But how is Wednesday Saturday morning? Because I put in the time zone. You got to say it on the mic. Say it on the mic. She's trying to say it on the mic. Y'all can't hear.
So 8:30 p.m. our time on Wednesday will be 7 a.m. Thursday for them. It said because today's Friday and I just put in the time to get it. So, gotcha.
7 a.m. Thursday. I like this 7 a.m. Saturday, though. Make that happen. That seems to work out.
7 a.m. Saturday.
Yes, that seems to work out. It seems like the universe fixed it for us by accident.
So then it'll be
8:30. Hee-haw. Yes, Jerry. You go way back. 7 a.m. Saturday. I just say it on a mic.
So that means it'll be 8:30 p.m. on Fridays for us.
I don't care. Make it work.
Okay, so we have small groups.
It ain't got nothing to do with us. It's Rakesa. It's a different company, and it's for India. So let me mute your mic. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. First off, don't forget the 90-day business challenge to go away. That's going to free up a lot of time. But some stuff is going to run into some stuff because it's not the same company. And it's not supposed to be. What y'all want me to do is put India and America on the best path possible to create 100,000 millionaires. Ain't that right, Shake? I'm like, yep, I can use a bit of that. You know, I've got some things I want to do around here. Some buildings I want to buy. I've been thinking about buying the Taj Mahal too, so I might just buy that. You know, stuff like that, right? You get it? All these things are merging on one another purposely. So while it may seem exhausting, that's just because you attend everything, but your people will not. They will attend most things or some things. You understand? So I need now three times now. I need that Saturday morning one, and then the Wednesday one is already there. Okay, so I need that Saturday morning India. I need something specific India. Going forward, well, publicly going forward, because we've been doing this behind the scenes, there are going to be a lot of Indian-specific things that I want to accomplish. Everybody got it? Yes? That being said, I'm looking, where's Satish? Satish, unmute thine mic-eth, if you can, you know, unless you're in the bathroom.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we don't want to hear you in the bathroom, you know, on the toilet.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking, you picked those three people for me, remember? Do you remember?
Yes, sir.
You sent me those names. Are we ready to say it out loud yet, or?
Yes, we can announce.
Okay, give it to me.
Jagadish and Shekhar.
Aha. Y'all don't know when to clap. I know when to clap. All right. Jagadish and Shekhar. Anybody else?
One more. I am finalizing.
Got you. Got a different plan for you, Mayuri. Your plan looks like Monica's plan, but we'll talk about that later. We'll talk. Just know. Yeah. So this is what this looks like. Somebody should really write this down. I'm looking to elevate immediately these people. It's not fair. Do you understand? Maurice, this is not fair. Nothing about what I'm about to say is fair, y'all. I am showing favoritism, and I can do that. Do you understand? I can do what I want. It's my company. God is fair. I am not. Okay, just so you know, I am looking. Write down Steve. Write down Law. Jerry Field Susan. Steve Law, Jerry Field Susan. Oh, look, the universe. Kiera Corey. All one section. And then you're going to write down Shekhar, Jagadish. Missing one. Put Shekhar, Jagadish, and Steve in the same category. Put them in the same category. Yes, somebody just texted me, Jerome. Yes, but I'm on a different vibration right now. But yes, Jerome is in there, but I'm on a different vibration.
Don't put him down?
Put him down. You can put him down. He's down.
Okay.
But this is strategic. I'm picking people who look a certain way, live in a certain place, or represent a certain community. You understand? I'm intentionally being intentional. If you've ever listened to me, I've always, did I say Kier yet? All right, why not? Why not target Delaware? Come on, really? This makes total sense. Of course it makes sense.
Yes, and a black woman in Delaware. No offense, Kier.
That's exactly why she got picked.
Yes.
That's exactly why she got picked. Don't get it twisted. That's exactly why she got picked. Steve's picked because of United Kingdom. Okay, that's why Steve is picked. Phil, Susan, Jerry are picked because they're white. It's not fair. I can do what I want. Do you understand? I can do what I want. You see, I'm picking this balance. Law is picked because he's a sexy, chocolatey man that represents his community. Do you understand? All this is strategic. All of it. Every bit of it. Maurice is for Muslims, American Muslims. I am no dummy. You could put him with all the international folk. Yeah, Law's from a rainbow crowd. I am no dummy. Yes, say it on the mic. We can't hear you unless you're on the mic.
You said all the international, but you have Steve. Oh, Dutch. I got you.
I'm treating religions like in like continents. This isn't this. You gotta just let me do my little weird thing up here. Just let me do my weird thing up here. I'm picking Corey. I'm gonna intentionally elevate Corey. None of this sounds right. Okay, everything I'm saying is stereotypical. Do y'all understand? I am using people's programming against them. I am not telling you that I care about these things. I am telling you they care about these things. So I'm no dummy. I pick Corey for one specific reason. He is a black guy dominating a white industry and blends in well. I'm no dummy. I'm absolutely no dummy. Yes. Phil goes to country clubs. Corey goes into the technicians and the engineers and the IT. I'm no dummy. You understand? Do I care about this? No. Do they? Yes. And the goal, let me show y'all something. I have, so the United States Army taught me, I gotta be more revealing. My job in the United States Army was intelligence analyst. I told you a little bit about it, but what I really, really, really did was control the movement of masses. You call that propaganda or psychological operations, or there's other words for it. BS. There's plenty of words for it, right? All that stuff. And what I've always taken from that is you can take the make Phil and Susan Coles too. You can take, as long as people are in groups, they're easily shifted the way you want them to go. When they become individuals, it's real hard. It's hard. But once they're in groups, you can move them where you want to grow. I've got 23 people groups that we're going to infiltrate at the same time. This is why I start off with, don't stop believing, right? That's why I start off with that, because I've been thinking about this for a long time. And now it's time for me to reveal it. Almost everything. You're going to see a lot of attention on Rakesa, not because it serves one purpose. I'll just tell you why. Because I'm going to intentionally elevate some people, and then we are going, and the elevation of you will be the elevation of us. I think that's fair. And that seems to follow universal principles. Take care of Phil, first will take care of you, right? Sounds about right? Okay. Now, what I need immediately, Satish, is an Indian woman. I am misrepresented, underrepresented. It hurts my feelings. I do not have enough woman representation. It hurts me. I'm crying on the inside. Fix it. Fix it. Fix it quickly. Fix it quickly. Okay, I'm crying on the inside. Now, so you got that happening. And then you're going to start seeing what the business university is going to do. Here's what the business university is going to do. It serves one, well, anywho, I'll just tell you. So if you're familiar with Gaia, it's going to kind of look something like that. It's not going to be that, but it's going to kind of look something like that. Gaia is, anybody familiar with Gaia? I'd say that, pull it up. Let me pull it up so I can't fully make this point. Oh, my phone's working again. About time, God. Oh. Hey, I'm in a meeting and I'm glad you called, because now my phone's working again. It's been off for like five, well, it's been not working for 5 days. Okay, call you right back. Yeah, I wasn't able to dial out for like 5 days.
That's what happened with mine. That's what happened with mine. My mom called me. I looked, I was like, oh, okay.
Lost AD is a break. Yeah, and I paid a bill every year. I pay them all off in 1 year. So it's paid. They just been tripping, but that's okay. I don't like calls anyway. All right, this is Gaia right here. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool too. Just show something. T-Mobile was off for 3 days. Oh, wow. Okay, maybe it was. Maybe, scroll down. What?
Oh, I was about to log in.
No, don't log in. Oh, okay. Just show the, you know. Yeah, yeah, come on. She's showing something. You ain't got to log in. Show everybody my password and stuff. All right, well, you can stop that. Let me explain, because that's whack. It ain't gonna look. There we go. All right, this is what I'm talking about. 8,000 plus film shows, classes on weird stuff. Basically, that's what you need to know. Okay, you can stop it now. Dr. Joe Dispenza, all that stuff. Now, I'm gonna introduce. We got it's so much of that, but I'm not really. It doesn't make sense to release it. You don't want to release something so far ahead of the game so early. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And on top of that, we accidentally found out what works best because it was not on purpose. These Zoom interactions, that was not by design. That was not. I had no idea that people would like this so much. So when we go where we're going, we're still never going to get rid of this because it would probably crumble the whole business. It probably would. This is so important. I had no idea. So that's going to happen. Did I finish naming my people? Get with Justin, just in case he may want to, because he's on my radar. But he's on my radar because he's Maurice. And Justin, they're both Muslim and they're both on my radar. And we're going to take over these places. And by takeover, I mean all of you are passionate and in love with your communities. And then we're going to elevate you to help your communities. And all over the world, nearly at the same time, we should be enhancing all these communities and we won't have to say a word. The world will come to us. Let me explain to you the pinnacle theory, just in case you don't understand what I'm talking about. The pinnacle theory says that the more something is operating in the pinnacle of itself, the less that something has to do. I'll explain. I want all of you to think about your favorite highway or road to complain about. And don't get so holy. We all got one. We complain. I know none of us complain because we understand the law of attraction, but we all got that one road or three or four if you're in Houston that we go, oh my God, I should have left earlier. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the one that's always under construction, Shaker. It's always under construction. It's always that. Now, that road is attracting whatever it attracts. Just doesn't matter. Now, when you put a fender bender, small accident, small car collision on the road, what happens? The traffic gets bottlenecked. No big deal. You just get off into the feeder, or you know, you jump off, you go around it, it's no problem. If the accident is on the northbound side, everything northbound just moves around. If in the southbound side, pretty much stays clear. No problem. If you take that car accident to the height of what a car collision can be, then that's a death inside that car collision. And what happens? At the height of that car collision, which is a death, everything stops. There is no going around. And the southbound side, there is no moving on that side either, because everyone's looking to the height of the car accident, which would be a car collision, to be fair, which would be a death. Pay attention, because I just dropped some seeds you need to know to move forward with me. When the car collision operated in the full pinnacle of itself, the car collision didn't have to get attention. It attracted attention. Newton, not Newton. First law of thermodynamics says, is there a fruit in here? Is there a fruit? Give it to me. You'll give me, she's going to give me an avocado. We keep those. Hey, we introduced Satish to avocados. He loves them now. Yes, he loves them. He loves them. At the height of an avocado, it is the ripest, juiciest, high in fat, natural good fat, heavy, oily. It's just beautiful all around. Oh, got an apple. Perfect. This is even better. Here's an apple. This apple is at past the height of its purpose. It's still good, but you can tell it's past because it's already starting to do second law of thermodynamics, which is called entropy. Basically, it means everything, Shaker always understands this weird stuff. Basically, it means everything starts from order to disorder. Your illusion of time comes from the second law of thermodynamics. Essentially, this apple had a birth date and it is unraveling itself to a death date. But the first law of thermodynamics says, I'm never going to let you die because the energy you are now would be reproduced to energy later. The bugs will get you, the maggots will get you. Energy can never be created, never be destroyed. Pay attention because I'm dropping seeds for you to understand why I'm so excited. At the height of this apple, if I eat into it, it would burst within my mouth, great nutrients. The skin of this apple and the seed, it would just be so wonderful. But if I sit this apple down, let me see. If I sit this apple down, just sit it down and do nothing with it, nothing, what will happen? The first law of thermodynamics will say, well, since you're not being used in your purpose, we will take back from you what we gave you. Since you're not using your energy the way you were designed, and we will take that and give it to someone or something else. My. Ain't that happened to some of us? Don't lie. The universe gave you an idea, you didn't move, and somebody else came up with it.
Watch it, Reverend.
Right? Shaker said, I totally know what you mean. Yeah. So now, if you're not in your pinnacle, the universe won't punish you. It will just redistribute your blessings. That's also in your Bible, Grace. God gave somebody one talent. Talent means a measurement of money, right? This means it's a measurement of money. It was Babylonian talents, Greek talents, Roman talents. It's in there. The guy says, guy with three talents, oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and run that. Okay, good. Five talents, oh, yeah, I got it. The one with one say, oh, no, you know what, master, you shrewd. I know you reap where you didn't sow, and you sow where you didn't reap. You just go around collecting from people. So what I did is I didn't do nothing. I buried what you gave me, and I said I'm going to make sure it's the same way when you came back. Ooh. Master says, you fool, take from this fool and give to those who used. Help me, somebody. That's what it's. Take from this fool and give from who had and didn't use. Take it and give it to those who did use. There's a scripture in the Bible that people struggle with, but it's really law of attraction, just exploded. It says, I've got so many different texts in my head. From those who do not have will be taken, and those who do have will be given more. I'm explaining that right now. You don't use, it's going to be taken from you. If you do use it, it's going to be given more to you. Seems unfair, but actually, science just is what it is. Now, back to the apple. This apple is exceeding the height of its pinnacle. Still good. Still usable. Still fantastic. still perfect as long as it's used. Help me, somebody. If I crumble up your currency and then uncrumble it, I spit on it and wipe it off, you can still go spend it. Because no matter what you do to it, it don't lose its value. Okay? I probably am preaching out, Grace. Do you understand? All right.
Can I say something real?
Because yeah. I'm going somewhere.
Yes. Every time we had a conference or what have you in a network marketing company I was a part of, a gentleman by the name of Jared Wilkins, he'd have a 20 or $100 bill. And he said, hey, anybody want this? Everybody raised their hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, and he crumbled it up. And anybody still want it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He put it on the ground, stomp on it. Anybody still want this? Yeah, 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 yeah. So you just made the point. Yeah.
Because no matter what I do to something, it don't take away its value.
No. Ooh. You understand? Watch it, Reverend. You're doing it again. Like you did.
Value is not determined by what you do to something.
Another LTT topic. Thank you.
Okay. Value is already there. You don't get to enjoy the value if you don't use what is valuable. Now, Deanna said, I don't know why you just said that, but that resonated with me. You want to talk? Go ahead and talk. And I hope you cry, too. Give me some of that Oprah moment.
I mean, the me in this reality did not hear what you just said. What heard you was source me, my soul. It resonated deep and then came out. I just felt what you like it. I don't know how to put it in words, but I don't know what you said, but I know what you said.
You ain't got to, because they feel you. And I ain't done, because I ain't made my point. I showed you how the car collision is prosperous, how the death in the car collision is more prosperous, and how an uneaten apple is not prosperous to you, but the universe won't waste anything. The universe refuses to waste any energy. So if you don't move forward, the universe will redistribute your stillness and put it where someone else is moving forward. Law say, come on now. I just want you to get that.
Another topic, Reverend.
That's it. Keep on writing them down. Go plug this up for me. Keep on writing them down. So now, so Antonio, what's the pinnacle theory all about? I'm glad you asked. Because if I eat this at the height of it, it's going to be perfect. Things have always meant to be used for human beings. Can I push that further, Shaker? Everything on planet Earth is connected. We all got that. What you may be missing is it is connected for your prosperity. There's way too much plankton in the sea. It makes no sense. It's too much. And it's poisonous because the plankton would suck up all the oxygen. Plankton, this little small stuff. And whales eat it by the tons. And if it wasn't for the plankton, then the whales would not have food. And the ecosystem in it and the water would become so poisonous that all the life, marine life, would die, which then would make it more poisonous because now the water would become toxic gas. Now our oxygen would become toxic. We would have too much nitrogen. We would basically be living on Mars. We would not be able to breathe. Trees don't like oxygen. It's a waste product. Trees say, give me the nitrogen, photosynthesis is what I'm explaining. Give me this sugar, give me this glucose, and I will excrete out oxygen like you going to the restroom during the number one, all right? Oxygen is just a waste product for trees, but it's life for us. And it's weird because 13% of planet Earth it's covered in forest, and we dwindling that down to 7.5%, and we still got air to breathe. Pickett, doesn't matter what it is, everything in this universe is serving you. All fresh water comes from rain, nothing else. Doesn't come from anything else. Even if it's groundwater, it came from the rain. At the height of pinnacle theory, it says that you know why you know who Joel Osteen is, even if you don't like him and don't share his religion? Because everyone, when the church was 5,000 members, they said, Joel, you need to preach like your daddy. Joel said, now I think I'm going to do myself. So, no, Joel, you can't do that. It's 5,000 members. This is true. This is real happy. This is a 5,000 member church. Joel stayed himself and took the church from 5,000 to 43,000 inside to millions around the world. Doesn't matter if you agree, because when you operating in your purpose, don't nobody got to agree. The universe says, well, look at my universe.
Say it again.
When you operating in your purpose, don't nobody got to agree.
Another topic. Thank you.
That's it. That is it. I'm telling you, when you are in your purpose, nobody has to agree with you. All you have to do is just be in that purpose, and those disagreeers will fade out your reality. You'll never even hear. You'll be like me. What? They was talking about me? I didn't even know it.
Can I add to that?
Yes, please.
Along with that, if you grow your own fruit and own your own harvest, you don't have to worry about anybody taking it away from you. And if you grow it yourself, you wouldn't be a fool to give it away so easy. So therefore, group economics and knowledge itself, as a king and a queen, you grow your own, you make your own, and nobody can't dwindle it, fool you, preach you, anything. They can't take it from you because it took you too hard to get it. I noticed that you have a garden in your backyard, so I'm sure yes, you can sir. Kind of relate. And as far as people not agreeing with it, once they see the
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Abundance of your fruit. They're going to have no choice but to be. It's going to be there.
I'm glad you said that. I was telling Deanna off camera. So this is why I like Muslims so much. Because if you, Allah says today's rocket power. Muslims focus so much on group economics. It's not something you really, which is the whole Eastern world focuses on group economics. You have 18 Indians in one house, making sure that the prosperity of one is the prosperity of others, right? This is something that's very important. The more you get to the West, the more individualistic you get. Nothing wrong with that, because individualism creates innovation and stuff, right? You know, so you need a blend of the both. But group economics is everything. But what the last thing Justin just said is where I was going. When he said, if they see your harvest, yeah, winning changes everything. We're coming back to that. So now I'm telling y'all, I'm so excited because all these things that are coming together that we've planned, now I'm getting ready to focus on all y'all. At the height of youth, I said all that to say this one thing, Shaker. I am singling people out because at the height of your pinnacle, I won't have to advertise, Rakeza. Everybody will stop and look at Shaker. That was the whole point of me saying that. That was the whole point. It makes sense now, right? The whole point is I'm putting people out. I'm saying, okay, Muslims, I want you to listen to Maurice, Justin, okay, Oli too, if he wants to be involved, right? I want you to look at Mayuri. I want you to look at Sheikh. I want you to look at Jagadish. I want you to look at Law, Rainbow Community, right? I want you to look at Kiera. I want you to look at all these people. Now stop. And the only way we can make them stop is to make you win. Ooh. Almost shouted. I almost, Grace, I need an organ. We about to change the whole meet. I almost shot. Okay.
Okay, wait. You said the only way to make you stop is to
do the only way for me to make the world stop and look at y'all is I gotta make y'all win.
Ah, got it now.
At the height of your purpose. It means that this company is fit to grow, not just exponentially, but I'm going to have to build around every last one of you because every last one of you are different. So what's going to happen, that's why I got it so scalable, and it's also why I hired SagaSoft. It makes total sense now. This is the first time you already signed up, Kiera. You get to go. She said when I signed up. You, essentially, it's not just about growth. I'm going to have to jump all in. Like, there's going to be a whole segment of what Jerry is doing and what Jerry's son is doing that I'm going to have to adapt around this company, around them, because I can't just elevate Jerry. He has to find his purpose, which he already knows, and his purpose, I have to adjust the company around his purpose. I actually dropped C's to this yesterday. When I told y'all I lead differently, remember I drew those triangles? Yeah, remember I drew those triangles. I dropped these. I knew where I was going today because I got to write these meetings out the night before. Do you understand? I respond differently. Oh, go ahead, Justin. You got it.
I have a quick question. Yep. So I'm new to the e-commerce game and I'm growing. I'm learning customers and different things. So is what you're saying, is it within a group? So are you basically segregating the separation? Because if is it one people, like one nation under God,
yep.
If we separated already and going group economics, are you segregating inside the separation? Because is that
absolutely,
is that how you segregate customer bases? For absolutely. people that's completely backwards. But from a customer standpoint, you have to appeal to each customer's needs, and each specific person has a different customer need. Is that how you basically grab a piece of all of the pie inside the customer base?
You got it. Spot on. Every single thing he said. If you went over your heads, I am preaching separatism in a sense. Okay. In a sense, I'm saying we are one group, but in that group, there are many separate groups, many chosen people. And around all those chosen people, I'm telling those chosen people to go out to the world. But before you go out to the world, plant gardens.
Well, watch it, Reverend.
Multiply.
Watch it.
Build houses, okay? Build houses. That's what we've been doing. That's what we've been doing. I'm a student of history. So I have to make us healthy, which we are. Now, I have to, I'm gonna bring up Jesus for a second, which is non-offensive, but just the character of Jesus. Forget the whole deity part or the argument of, just the character of Jesus. In order for Jesus to deal with the 12 disciples, Jesus had to get off the elevation and jump in a situation. That's called discipleship. That it's when you stand next to Shaker and say, what we working with? Do you understand what I'm saying? All right, this way. All right, cool. Let's get beat up together. And you do that. Oh yeah, I got you. I repeat anything because I'm
the he jumped.
He jumped out of his elevation, right, Rabbi, his rabbiness, and said, Matthew, what we working with? They don't like you. They don't like me either. You're a tax collector. because you got to, let's talk about a tax collector so you can understand this greatly. A tax collector is someone where you can see what's wrong with them on the outside. Because the tax collector was robbing his own people, just to know what I'm talking about now, robbing his own people to have prosperity. That's a tax collector in that time. It actually ain't too far away from that right now, Phil.
United States from 1913. United States of America from
1913. Yeah.
FBI, the IRS.
I accidentally made too much sense, Justin. That's a tax collector there, right? So what looks like someone that you can see what's wrong with them on the outside? Prostitutes, right? Or gangsters, whatever, right? Whatever you say, if you can look at someone 15 and pregnant, you know, anything like that. I'm not trying to talk about anybody. I'm just trying to say that when we can see what's wrong with people on this outside, and the character of Jesus goes, I'm with you. I got you. That's when you walk and get in the fight and you spend 2 or 3 years developing, build your own economy, plant your own garden. That's what Justin was talking about. Well, I've done this for 4 years. For 4 years, all I've done was say, hey, relax. We gonna wait 4 years. Then I waited another 4 years, because y'all know 4 years, and it was the 4 years before that. So whenever I tell you I built this company since 2008, I took Grace and my founding core 4 years before y'all ever knew who they was. Mastermind group, two times a week, just sat there. Grace cussed me out, just couldn't stand me. Just, oh my God, just cussed me smooth out. You know you did, y'all.
I didn't cuss.
You said venomous words.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
There you go. All right. Now, all of this, especially starting next week, you're going to see it because I move in phases. Next week, it's all about y'all, period. Because it's time. I have no choice because we're too close. So everything you're going to see moving next week is going to be this law. How can we, what can we, it's going to all be that. Jerry, how can, what, it has to be. Because I've singled most of you out. And I just don't have to be because you're on this call. There's some people now on this call that have been singled out too. But I've singled you out for my own selfish reasons. My own, it's what Justin was just saying. I am, okay, you're in a rainbow community? Boom, separate. Separate. Even though we're in one group, I'm saying pull back, separate, plant gardens. Become your own economy and watch them come to you. But you still got to go out to them. I learned that from one of the mistakes of every religion. It's the same mistake of every religion, not the religion itself, but the people that began with it. They all wanted the world to come to them and not go out to the world. It's the same mistake over and over. It's every sacred text has the same mistake over and over. And if you just follow all of them, it is a fallacy of man. We think, I don't have to change. Y'all change when you come here. It's a fallacy of man. It's something that we all do. And we do it because it's not malicious. We just do it thinking too much of tradition. We have too much what you call traditionalism. Traditionalism is the dead faith of the living. Tradition is the living faith of the dead. Those are two different things. Traditionalism is the dead faith of the living. It's like if Jerry say, hey, Antonio, I think we should do this. Oh, no, Jerry, we don't do it that way. That's my dead faith in validating Jerry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Tradition is how I've built this so successfully because I'm looking at every sect of the world. Looking at all their mistakes, saying, no, don't do that. Like, don't do that. Looking at how has every people on planet Earth survived and had prosperity? They separated. Everyone. Doesn't matter. You can integrate all you want to. Ain't got no problem with that. But first, plant gardens. Have children, build houses, multiply. And in your prosperity, they'll come to you and beg for prosperity. There's no way. Point out a text. It's all saying the same thing. Grace and all y'all, listen to me. Because I ain't talking to be talking. Y'all know I don't do that stuff. Next week, the focus is fully on them. Until I say stop. And it'll be a long time until I say stop. I can tell you when I'm going to say stop. Would you like to know when I'm going to say stop? When we get to 6.7 million customers. 6.74. I got it written down. You understand? At 6.74 million customers, 6,740,000 customers, then I'm going to say stop.
You said Oli. Did you want us to put his name down?
Put his name down and see. Let me re-explain that. I'm picking Rainbow Community. That's how I was taught to say it. Thank you, Law. I appreciate you. That's very respectable. Rainbow Community. I'm picking upper-class white, middle-class white, baby boomer white. Not to be offensive, I'm just speaking their programming, okay? Speaking their programming, I'm picking especially Muslim. Like, name me a community. Just Google it. Muslims donate more than any other religion at a higher rate. It's the truth. It is. It's got nothing to do with me. I don't make this stuff up.
We build our community from the mind on. So when they donate to help. They fish for people who are in need and who people, but they build from the mind. The way your mind was taken from you as slavery, we rebuild the mind of a king and a queen. And that's what builds confidence. And that's what the world fears, actually. United Negro.
No doubt.
In my case, a rich United
Negro. No. You say it on the mic. Hold on. She's unmuting her mic.
Is the Huffington Post a notable resource?
It's a reputable resource.
Thank you. Huffington Post says Muslims give most to charity ahead of Christians, Jews, and atheists.
I know this.
I always.
Share the screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll share the link too.
She's going to share the link in the screen, but go ahead.
There's five pillars, and that's one of them. Five pillars of the faith. That's one of them.
Yep. And prayer is another one, right?
Yep, prayer is another
one. Okay, I used to remember all five pillars. I'm a little foggy now. I think I remember three of the five. Anywho. Everything I'm doing is strategic, and listen, God is fair. I am not. I am not here to be fair. I am here to create 100,000 millionaires. I'm not here for 7.8 billion people. That's God's job. Do you understand? I can only do 100,000 millionaires. After that, then I can peacefully ascend to my ancestors. Do you understand? I ain't trying to save everybody. I'm trying to save 100,000 and have that 100,000 have their own communities. I know what I'm here for. Somebody has to be tough to say, Shaker, you coming with me, God dog it. What about them? I want him. Justin, let's roll. You understand what I'm saying? Phil, let's go. That's not fair, Antonio. You can't elevate them because they're white. Why not? I'm black and I need to do it because they're not going to hit me if I don't. It's simple. We all know if I don't surround myself with some reputable white people, ain't nobody they're going to hear me. Don't lie. We know their programming. Come on now. We know the programming. And ain't no sense in us denying it. All we got to do is lean into it. At the same time, I got some strong Muslims. Don't get it twisted. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm no dummy. starting Monday, even though we got a fantastic culture, you're going to see a huge culture shift. Because Satish, unmute your mic if you can, because it's going to be a lot of pressure on you, buddy. Profession. I know the profession of faith. I remember that one, Maurice. That's like number one and the most important one, from what I've been taught. Satish, you could have a lot of pressure on you.
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Okay. Yes, Chris is a part of it because he's young. Satish immediately is going to create pressure on you because there's going to be a focus on them, which means that they are about to get moving. Yes, conditioning, Shaker. Yeah, programming, conditioning, exactly what I'm talking about. They're going to have so much that they're not going to be able to keep up with it. And the software is going to help them. It's going to make them keep up with it perfectly. But I don't care because I'm not waiting for no software. Do you understand? That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's not how you build. You do not wait for perfect conditions to start elevating people. That ain't got nothing to do with me. So it's going to be hell. Yep. Back office, Satish, y'all about to go through hell. You might as well be happy. Because I ain't stopping. Okay. I don't want to hear nothing about it. Don't even start complaining. If you do, I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. But this is too hard. You are right. You are right. I would have no disagreement with your complaints. But I'm still going to say, like, keep going. So if you want to solve, Deanna, you need to answer them questions. If you want the problem solved, Satish needs questions answered from the programmers, because until that, he can't do nothing. You get it? Also, I want Deanna, I'm going to put, you write this down? On the About section, I want Phil, Susan, and Jerry on it. I need a bio from all three of you, please. I need to send it off today, or I need to send it off before Monday, but please, you hear that to me? Preferably today. I need a bio and a good picture. I am featuring you three as, henceforth, your titles are national directors. Your titles are national directors. Your ranks are R3. I'll tell you what that means. You'll have to, anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you what it means. It's a different call. I'm trying to land a plane on this one. They're national directors. Grace, Reggie, you're no longer national directors. I'm making up a new title for you. Phil, Susan, Jerry, national directors, R3. I'll explain this much later. It's a different call. That's a whole call in itself. Okay, you got me? They're on the website. You understand? Shaker, Jagadish, national directors. They're on the website. I need a bio from you, Shaker. Satish, I need a bio from Jagadish.
Yes, sir.
And your third person, and I need to, listen, a third person needs to be a woman. I do not want a man.
Yes, sir, working on
okay.
It.
Okay, no, that's cool. Just you can take your time. Just know it cannot be a man. That's unfair, Antonio, so. There's no such thing as equality. Stop letting people tell you that. Nothing in nature is equal. If you want equality, you have to make equality. That's the problem with the world. Equality, we think equality doesn't have to be made. You must make equality. The strong must come down and lift up those who are not strong. There will always be warriors. There will always be gardeners. And warriors must kill and then come back and feed the gardeners. It just is what it is. Just is. Equality must be made. That's why, shout out to Muslims again. That's It's in their pillars. They make equality among each other. It's what it is. Who's all Muslim on here?
I got a quote for you.
Go ahead. Yeah, give it to me, brother.
It's stop begging and start building for all people. Ooh. In other words, while most people, and I'm not talking religion or anything like that, but other people's begging because right. There's this stuff going on here where people are saying they're not being treated right in certain establishments. So they're protesting and boycotting to be treated equal, to spend their hard-earned money with somebody else. So my thing was, I invested over here. I know other people, there's four other black or minority-owned businesses. Stop begging and going in there and worrying about getting treated right and build your own business and treat yourself right.
Facts.
That's your dollar. That's your dollar. Yeah, stop begging and start building.
All y'all receive that advice. Black, white, Jew, or Gentile, receive that advice because I ain't begging for nothing. The revolution must be funded. I don't even need to be televised. It needs to be funded. Well, I just said something. I'm doing too much woke stuff right now. All right, landing the plane. Jerry, Phil, Susan, you're now national directors. I need your picture and your bio. You will be featured on the website. So when people come, they will see you. Literally. As what you call it. I don't know, head officers, whatever. Like, I'll make that crap up later, right? But you get the point. You get the point. And leadership, top leadership roles. There's nothing higher than national directors. I have no time for it. That's as high as it gets. R3, there is R4 and R5, but everyone has to go there. You start off at R3. Shaker, Jagadish, same thing. And I'm missing... let's see. Law, national director. Congratulations. R3.
Bless thy heart.
Yes, yes. Maurice and Justin, national directors. R3. Right. Looking. Somebody I'm missing. I should have wrote this down. Actually, I think I did write it down. No. Everyone I named out is not R3, and it's not national directors. It's on purpose. It's on purpose. I just got R2s under. Anybody I named, you're R2 automatically. You're not R1. You don't start off as R1. I just got some people under some people on purpose, and I got it written down.
Executive director.
You like executive director better than national?
No, I like national. I just threw that term out there.
Okay, yeah, because that's how I got it in my head, executive, yeah. And then national. All right, so good then. So everyone else will be executive. I'm saying them. If I haven't said they're national, they're executives. Thank you, Susan, because that's actually how I had it in my head too. So good. That's how I had it in my head. And then there's I'm missing... Yeah, go ahead. Sit on the mic.
I need you to run that through with me one more time. Who's national and who's executive?
No worries. Basically, what I'm doing is, if you're a national director, it means the entire company is going to ensure your wealth, period. If you're an executive director, it means the entire company is going to ensure your wealth. It means, well, I mean, careful what I say on the record. Just know that the company is going to make sure that we ensure your wealth. Yeah. Nah, that's legal. They can't tell me what to do with my company. They can't tell me what to do with my company. I was just going to say something too real, and I don't need that to be coming back. Phil, Susan, Jerry, Shaker, Jagadish, Justin Muhammad, feature on the website. As long as Justin wants to, because I want him, but he may be, you know what I'm saying, busy. Of course, you're busy.
Man, it's an honor.
Okay.
I'll have that info and picture to you in 2 hours.
Okay, brother. I appreciate you. All national directors are R3s. All national directors. Corey is an executive director. Sakira is an executive director.
Steve.
Steve is a national director, R3.
Okay. Okay. I'm typing up some stuff too.
Do you think?
Okay, so Steve is a national director, and then it's okay. Kiara, Corey, Oli, Chris.
All of them executives.
Okay.
Now they're gonna be They're gonna be featured. So we're gonna have two parts of the website. We're gonna have leadership, and then we're gonna have ranks. That's gonna be different. But Jerry, the first, anybody that said national, their leadership was different. If you're national, I need your bio and whatever I said, picture. If you're national, that's leadership. I mean, you know how you go to Exxon and it says executives or leadership, and it shows these pictures of these people? That's national. Executives are also leaders, but a different kind of, I got it split. I've been explaining in another call. Executives, that's famous leadership. That means you have earned this. It's different. Okay. It's different. Basically, your role is just go make a lot of money and go be famous. Nationals, eventually they're going to have some leadership stuff. It's not necessary right now.
You said You said put Jerome down, but did you want to put him anywhere
executive,
right now?
Executive
okay.
R2.
Okay.
Yeah, he's executive R2. Any of you nationals, in which any of you can get to national, don't get it twisted, but any of you nationals, I got it set up in a system that we would pay for your flights and hotel to travel the world to talk about us. You understand? Get ready. That's already in the system. It's called breakage. It means for every dollar spent, there's something that goes to that bank account just to do that. Different call, though. Different call. All righty. You're basically faces of the companies, both national and executive. National, you're just going to have some responsibilities later. There's no need to even get into them right now. So I'll say, you know, I likes to travel. Kiara is going to get, we'll talk about Kiara later. She's going to get, Kiara's on a TV show y'all don't even know about, right? So anyway, y'all don't even know about that. She's going to get a lot of special attention, but it's different. I am missing one person. Anyway, I'll figure that out later. You can give me bio and pictures, but they go differently on the website. We'll have to add a tab. All right. The way it works is, let me just draw it real quick. I'm not trying to take too long, but I am trying to give y'all as much. You know, I'm not normally forthcoming with information. Let's just call this point of entry, right? And then this can come, you can come from Facebook, chat, I don't know. Google search, if you Google us, give me more points of entry. Website. I'm going to just say social media for all social media. Email. And person. And then we'll say person. Person. That means, you know, talking to Shaker or something. So all these are points of entries. And all these points of entries are going to feed into one place, which is the website we're talking about. That's why I haven't gave y'all the videos that you want. It's because I don't know the domain right now because they're still building it, and the videos need to have that domain on it. That's why. So everything goes here because after that, for my sake, Monica, you're gonna love this, all this data, two things happen. Users, y'all will see stuff here, but I don't want to talk about that on this call. Here is where all the sales team and storage, or this is called, let's say data, because it covers everything. Here is stuff you can't see. Here is stuff y'all see. So all these people, Monica, you'll have access to, right? But that's different call, different call. But y'all get the point. I'm saying on this website, there's going to be few people. And those few people will be up to CEO, COO, et cetera. And then boom, national directors as leadership, period, as leadership. And I picked you because you were born a certain way. And I am going after what you were born a certain way. I'm going after that. It is completely arbitrary. It is completely biased. It is. So, right, sue me. It is what it is. It just is what it is. It's got no problem with that. If you live in the UK, you got, right, you were born good, Steve. Good job, right? If you're Muslim, good job. Right? It just doesn't matter. I need more women. You understand? As a matter of fact, I need more women. And I want to just pick them because now I ain't got time for that. But I need more women. Satish, I need me an Indian woman. And she needs to be good, like Mayuri. You understand? I need me an Indian woman. This is not up for discussion. I am underrepresented. That is for sure. Underrepresented. All right. Another feature on the website.
Did you think of who the other person was?
Nah, it's okay. And I don't have to do it on this meeting and hold everybody up. I could continue to do it for the rest of the day. We're going to be here to 10 o'clock tonight. We're just pulling a 16-hour day or something today. And we've been here since 7 in the morning, and we're not leaving at 10 at night. God bless us. Let's see. Okay. Starting Monday, and now I'm just repeating so I can we can all get out the plane. Starting Monday, this starts Monday. That means Wednesday, today, tomorrow, do what you got to do. But you need to get, yes, you need to get into the mindset of servant leaders. Or you're going to clash with me. Everybody I named. You are going to national executive, founding staff, you are going to clash with me if you don't put on servant leader hat. I'm telling you, Deanna's already putting her head down. You do not want to clash with me. The only time I ever get upset is when someone is sabotaging the team. It's the only time. Anything else, I don't care anything about. I don't. Have a servant mindset. Because we are going to spend resources, time, mostly human resources. We're going to help you build, make phone calls with you, be available. We're going to do that because at the rise of you equals the rise of us. So if you have prayed for something to change, this meeting was the answer or the sign of said prayers. There's a whole company about to bend around your prosperity. For your prosperity. Now, if that ain't an answered prayer, then I don't know how you pray. I wish somebody would have did that for me because I had to do it all myself with no mentors. It's the truth. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, wait, one thing. Grace and Deanna and Monica, we serve. Monday, that's it. Right. So if I give you a task and it gets in the way of you serving, you're going to have to tell me, got you. Just let me do this first. Because you know me, I'm going to give you a task. I am going to say, do this. Right? I am. We know it. I'm going to say, okay, I'm not going to bother you. And then my brain, strategic, go think of an idea. And I'm going to say, you know what, Grace? I'm going to do it. There's no sense in me changing after 38 years. So you just got to adapt to my aggressiveness. You understand?
I'm gonna just ask you, hey, you want me to do this before or after?
That's perfect. Whatever. That's perfect. That's perfect. That's a perfect way to shut me up. That's a perfect way. Know my programming, but I want that. That means I need we're gonna communicate on Line App and WhatsApp. Line App would probably be good. So let's do, I want a whole group for national and executive directors in Line App. If you probably don't have this app on your phone, I apologize. I was using Project Hub, but I ended it because it wasn't fast enough for me. It wasn't instant enough. Line app is instant. It didn't serve the purpose I wanted to. So you're going to download Line app. You're going to start using it a lot. National directors, put national and executive together, and we'll go from there. Cool? And I'll start explaining. I'll start posting videos. I promise you, you will not be left in the dark. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. And the words of Journey, don't stop believing. There you go. All right, everybody. Justin, give me a text, bro. All right. See y'all later.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. to be. It's also in the show notes.